He's a 6'3", 175-pound combo guard out of Richland, Washington. Averaged 27.7 points per game and set a record with a 49-point effort during the 2014-2015 season for Richland. His name is Stephen Bayo. Stephen, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing great, man. Great to have you on. You committed to BYU this week. Why'd you commit to BYU?
I just fell in love with the school, everything about it, and I figured if you love the school, why not commit to it? I mean, I don't think there's anywhere else I'd rather go, so.
You have offers from a number of different schools. I believe Washington, Boise State, Utah State, Eastern Washington, Central Washington, and you've been hearing from other schools. You're only a junior, though, Stephen. Why commit now?
Yeah. Well, the recruiting process, it just adds, like, that extra bit of pressure, you know, and you got coaches calling you all the time and stuff, and so I just figured I kind of wanted to just get it out of the way and so I can just play ball, so.
Stephen, this is Jay Drew from the Salt Lake Tribune. I was just wondering if you could just kind of tell us when you first started talking to BYU coaches, when they kind of started showing up regularly at your games, and kind of when they offered you a scholarship, or just kind of what went through that process.
So last summer during AAU ball, that's when Terry Nasha started calling me a lot, and then he started showing up to most of my AAU games, and then throughout the season, Coach Rose and Terry tried to make it out to some high school games, and I don't have a scholarship offer there. I'll be walking on as a preferred walk-on, so.
So you have all these scholarship offers, yet you're choosing to walk on at BYU. I think there's many people that are scoffing and wondering,
yeah,
their jaws drop, and they're like, why would you pass up money to go walk on somewhere?
Well, I'm not basing my choice of school off money or scholarship. I just wanted to find the best fit for me and where I think I could thrive most and where I could succeed most, and I just saw that in BYU. So,
Stephen, is there any sort of agreement or promise that you would a scholarship would open up for you, or is anything like that been said?
There was no promises. They said that there was a chance maybe around my junior year that one might open up, but no one's for sure, so.
Stephen Bayo, current BYU commit. He's a junior out of Richland, Washington, on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. You're talking about fit and feeling comfortable in a place where you can thrive and be successful. Talk about your recruiting trip then. Obviously you got along with the players that you're going to be playing with, but tell me about your experience and who really helped you out make this decision.
Well, I think Coach Nashif was probably the biggest one on helping me make the decision, because me and him just grew so close throughout the year and stuff, and the trip was amazing. I mean, the campus is beautiful. The guys have a good time, but get serious when they need to get down to business, and it's just that in the coaching style, I mean, everything was just blew me away, so.
Stephen, a lot of people out here probably don't know that your Richland High School, the home of the Bombers, really cool name for a high school.
And sweet warm-ups, by the way. Those green and gold stripes, man, those are awesome. Nice swag.
I love the stripes. Thank you.
But that's a pretty storied basketball program with one of the really famous coaches of all time. I think he's passed away, but his name escapes me. But that's a rich tradition of winning there at Richland High, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's an amazing thing to be a part of.
They're the Bombers, and it sounds like you like to bomb it from outside, stepping back, you know, these 25, 30-footers. Tell us about your game, Stephen. What type of player are you?
People classify me as a combo guard, so I can run the two or run the one. This year I had to mostly run the one, so a lot more penetration in my game this year. I think that's one of the things I've been trying to improve on most, and then the outside shot, which I've worked on since I was as young as I can remember. So,
Stephen, from what guys I've interviewed that have basically walked on to BYU, a lot of them have had family ties. They grew up wanting to go to BYU. Maybe their father played there or a brother. But from what I've read about you, you don't have a lot of ties to BYU. Can you kind of talk more about that?
None of my family has gone to BYU. I've had a couple of friends go to BYU, but that's it. I don't know. I just picked the school on which I love the most, and BYU was the one. So,
how many other official visits did you make, Steven?
I didn't make any other official ones. I went on unofficial visits to UW, WSU, and Boise State.
And, you keep mentioning, it was just a good fit. It was the right place. Who did you get along with on your trip to BYU? Who did you get to hang out with?
I got to hang out with Chase Fisher for quite a bit. And I went to practice and watched all the guys. And then we went out to lunch afterwards. So I pretty much hang out with everyone. And, I don't know, they're just fun to be around. So,
talk more about your relationship with Coach Terry Nashif. It seems like you guys really hit it off, and he was the key in you committing to BYU.
Yeah, I consider him one of my good friends. I don't know, he's there after every game asking me how it was going, or if I had a day off, he's texting me about some random stuff going on and just keeping updated and stuff. And so it was nice knowing someone had that much interest in me and my life. So,
Steven, tell us about your family. I think I read that your father played college football somewhere.
He played college basketball at the University of Pacific in Oregon, and then he played at CBC, local community college.
And what does your family think about your commitment to BYU, not taking a scholarship you're walking on? Did your mom and dad chime in at all in that regard?
My mom was more like, go wherever you want to go, it doesn't really matter. And my dad kind of, I would say, had some opinions at the beginning, but I think he fell in love with BYU as much as I did, and he thinks I'd be great there. So I think they're all pretty satisfied with my decision.
He's a former basketball player, and I'm sure he follows college basketball still. What does he think about BYU basketball and their playing style?
He thinks they're the perfect run-and-gun team. They put up big numbers every game, and he thinks that that's just what I do. So he thinks it'll be a great fit.
Steven Bayo, current BYU commit, junior out of Richland, Washington, on with us here at Cougar Sports ESPN 960. What did you think about BYU's appearance in the play-in game this year, the NCAA tournament? You saw that run and gun, 90 points, but they also gave up 94. It was disappointing, but entertaining. What did you think of that game?
Well, I thought it was one of the most fun games to watch this season, I'd say, because it's not very often you score 90 points and still end up losing in college basketball. And so I think the other team just had a good game, I guess. It's not going to happen most of the time. So I think it's just an unlucky day.
Steven, if you had to kind of describe your style and your strengths and weaknesses, what would you classify those as?
Strengths, I like pushing the ball. Mostly run and gun, just like how the Cougars play, which is perfect. I shoot. I can drive. Weaknesses, I probably need to get more physically built, but I guess that'll come with time and age and working out and stuff, and so that's the main thing.
Oh, that'll all come. It'll be tough once you make that transition to the next level, but you have plenty of time to develop and get in the weight room, hit those weights, right? Do you have a gym that you go to, or you just go to the high school gym?
I usually go, there's a local gym I usually go to, or I can have coach open up the high school gym. It just depends what I'm feeling.
Steven, as you talk with the coaching staff, particularly Coach Nashif, what has he told you about his vision of you when you come to BYU? What position does he envision you playing, and what will you be doing, and what role will you be playing there at BYU?
I think he sees me as just another part of the solid backcourt, just being a guard that can push the ball out of a rebound or get it up the court and make the open jump shot or give it to the next open guy. And so, yeah.
Steven, how did your high school team do this year? And kind of tell us what level it is as far as, you know, 5A, 4A, that sort of thing.
So Richland High is a 4A high school, which is the highest in Washington. And this year we won the first round of state, and then we lost and when we went to Tacoma. Because all teams go to Tacoma Dome. That's where the championship's at. And so we lost to Davis. It's pretty close up until the end, and it's a tough end.
Next year, what type of talent do you guys have returning on your team besides yourself? And do you guys think you guys can make a run for the state championship?
So next year we'll have 3 of our 5 starters back. And we only lost 4 seniors this last year. But all of the seniors were our big guys, so we'll probably be really small. We'll just try to press and run the whole game. And I think we'll have a pretty decent chance. I know we'll make it back at least, but once you get there, anything can happen. So,
Steven, we appreciate you joining us here on ESPN 960. Good luck in the off season. Well, before we let you go, what's your off season going to be like?
Off season is going to be a little bit more restrained this year, having committed already, but I'll still do some big tournaments in Las Vegas and Los Angeles and stuff, and then just personal work and lifting. And so,
are you going to make it out to Provo in the off season?
I might try to, yeah.
Awesome. Well, if you come back into town, let's get you on the airwaves again, and we can get an update on your progress and how your bench press is doing, because you've been hitting the weights so much.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks, Steven. Have
thanks,
a good
Steve.
One.
You too. Thanks for having me on.